I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We begin today in Bangladesh. Demonstrators staged rallies in three major cities over the weekend and vowed another strike this weekend. Transportation has been difficult and some persecution of minority religious groups has been reported. So far, all compassion-assisted families and the staff members are safe. Reopening their centers depends on how fast the turmoil settles down over the next few days. So please pray for the protection of their work throughout Bangladesh. Next, dresses and human trafficking. What do they have in common?
Giving the girl a new dress not only makes her feel so great and valued, but it makes her look less like a victim for the would-be predators.
Rachel Egum-Senator of Hope for Women International says they work with Operation Mobilization to hand out thousands of dresses in Cambodia.
Drape that dress, put it right over whatever she's wearing, kneel before her, tell her that God loves her, and then say a little prayer over her.
It's part of a program called Dress a Girl Around the World. You can get involved at missionnetworknews.org. And old agricultural buildings are finding new life as a Bible college in India. Believers supported by Gospel for Asia are turning 35 acres of farmland into training space for missionaries. One of them spoke to us from a construction site.
Through one auntie, I came to know about Lord Jesus Christ, and I was willing to study Bible college.
That's Sister Martha, and she currently oversees 19 women missionaries. They show the love of Christ to vulnerable women through literacy classes and slum outreach. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got a presence on Facebook. Just search for us, Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.